Don't You Allow by X-Parrot, recorded for the 2019 Fanworks fanzine by Issweden, fandom Guardian TV ship. So, here is another thing on Xiaoyulan's list, which started as a "What the hell is this seemingly innocent professor up to?" tally of suspicious activities, and has since evolved into this sprawling mental spreadsheet with dozens of figurative columns and color-coded cells that he can practically see when he closes his eyes. He's going to be adding to it for the rest of his life. He can't wait. And worth at least a couple entries is the way Xianwei gets clingy. No, possessive. Not the ways one might expect. If Xianwei comes back to the apartment to find Daqing in human form sprawled on the sofa with his head in Xiaoyulan's lap, he doesn't even blink. Just make sure there's some kind of seafood in the dinner he cooks. More than once, he asks Zhu Hong to join them on an investigation, or even sends Xiaoyulan off with her alone on one, when he's not helping her practice her hypnotism, or gently rebuking Xiaoyulan for handling her feelings too roughly. And Xiaoyulan is positive that Xianwei is the one who gave Xiaoguo the number for Xiaoyulan's personal cell phone, which Xianwei has memorized despite still not having a phone himself. Xiaoguo doesn't dare call, but he texts a lot, mostly apologies for how much he's texting. So it's not that Xianwei wants to jealously keep Xiaoyulan all to himself. If anything, he seems to enjoy sharing him with the rest of the SID. He's even made oblique suggestions about having Zhao Xinsi over for dinner. But then Xiaoyulan goes and gets a haircut. Not anything fancy, just a rush job at the stylist during his lunch break to keep his bangs out of his eyes. And Xianwei pouts for like 3 days. Not that he's obvious about it. He still sits next to Xiaoyulan during staff meetings and accompanies him out in the field to offer invaluable insights, and comes home and watches him sleep all night. But he doesn't cook any of Xiaoyulan's very favorite dishes, just second-tier preferences. And during their morning commute, he keeps having class schedules to review and only smiles with half his mouth at Xiaoyulan's dumb jokes and doesn't even roll his eyes when Xiaoyulan hums and taps his fingers on the steering wheel. Xiaoyulan doesn't catch on to what the issue is until the 3rd day, when the dishing criminal they're chasing down uses his ice powers to send Xiaoyulan slipping and sliding into a doorframe. They get the guy, and Xiaoyulan's not really hurt, just a little banged up. He shrugs it off on the job, but once they're home, he's flagrantly happy to accept Xianwei's fussing. Xianwei heals up every bruise, ending with the bump on his brow. When he's done, he brushes his fingers over Xiaoyulan's newly trimmed bangs and murmurs, "You could have asked me." Xiaoyulan squints at him, relaxing in the relief of his vanished injuries. A super-powered boyfriend is definitely an advantage. "Asked you what?" "I know how to cut hair," Xianwei says. Xiaoyulan puts aside all the questions that raises. Has he studied fashion magazines for beauty tips? Does he use dark energy to cut his own hair? Can he not do that for a while? Xiaoyulan still vividly remembers young Xianwei's incredible tresses and just grins, says, "You don't have to. You're not actually my wife, you know. And a trim hardly costs anything." "That's not the..." Xianwei shakes his head. at himself and starts to withdraw his hand. Never mind. Wait, Zalulon catches his wrist. Is this what you've been sulking about? My haircut? I haven't been... Shan Wei primly removes his arm from Zalulon's grasp. It's no matter. A stylist can learn your preferences, I'm sure. Ah, fine, fine, Zalulon says. Next time I need a trim, I'll ask you first, okay? Shan Wei looks down, like somehow this is the weirdest part of this, and says softly, thank you. So Zalulon mentally adds haircuts to his list. Then, to make things less awkward, he climbs into Shan Wei's lap and makes him forget about bruises and hair and other minor details like breathing for a while. It doesn't come up again for another couple months, when they're in bed together, and Zalulon finds himself brushing his bangs out of his eyes. Styled during the day, the length is still fine, but now they're flattened by sweat and sticking to his brow. So, he says afterward, flopping back on his pillow, could you give me a trim later? Shan Wei blinks at him, still a little flushed, his eyes so dark light drowns in them. Your hair. It's getting annoying, Zalulon says. Unless you like it better long, I can grow it out if that's what you want. He'd had it longer back in his university days. It'd be irritating for a bit, but once it grew out enough to tie back, he'd be fine. And right now, basking in the afterglow, he just wants to do whatever is most likely to make Shan Wei keep looking at him like that. Shan Wei reaches out to comb his fingers through the fringe of Zalulon's hair. His movements slow and careful, like he always is after sex. Like Zalulon is some celestial body exerting massive gravity on him when he gets this close. I want whatever style you prefer, Shan Wei says. Your hair is beautiful at any length. Then how come you were so pouty when I got it cut last time? Zalulon asks. Shan Wei blinks at him again, but Zalulon's gravity now pulls the answer out of him. It wasn't that it was cut, he admits. It was who you allowed to cut it, that you had someone, a stranger, that close to you, with a blade so near your throat, with their hands on your hair, their fingertips on your skin. A stylist for like 5 minutes, and then he had his hands on someone else besides. That Ching actually had his hands around my neck just yesterday when I ate his last grilled fish, and I didn't see you charging in to defend my honor then. That Ching knows you, Shan Wei says. That Ching and the others all know you. They treasure you, as you should be treasured. I think Da Ching's treasuring left marks, Zalulon complains. He rubs his neck at the memory. Slants his gaze at Shan Wei. So, this haircut. You've got scissors? Or can you just turn your blade into a pair? I have the appropriate shears and a comb, also a hairdryer and cloth apron, and a shampoo highly recommended for your hair's texture. Some lucky department store employee must have found Shan Wei out shopping. Zalulon hopes they got a commission. He can already imagine the silver cool of the scissor blades against his skin, Shan Wei's fingers on his scalp, lathering up the shampoo. Yeah, this is his bad. He should have asked Shan Wei to do this months ago. The end. Thanks for listening. Sorry if my pronunciation wasn't great.